from the TV series Once Upon a Time to Eddie Murphy as an enchanted donkey in Shrek, we seem to like putting fairy tales in more modern context. The Weird Sisters Theater Project is doing just that, melding fairy tales and the modern female through a series of short plays. It's called A Night of Twisted Tales. Katie Causey wrote one of the plays. She and Weird Sisters co-founder Kelly Chris joined producer Gabby Watts. Causey's play is based on the little-known fairy tale, The Peasant's Wise Daughter. Here she is.
There's a reason I think no one's heard of it, because it's kind of convoluted and hard to follow and meandering. But what I did with it is I took my frustrations from the fairy tale and turned it into a play. So it's about a woman who puts on a bunch of different faces and none of them are accepted by her audience. And it just ends up being a vicious circle where nothing she does is right and it'll never be right. And that's the way it is.
So what happens in the actual fairy tale, or
sure, so
a less convoluted version?
So basically there's a peasant's daughter, and throughout the whole fairy tale, she's constantly shown trials, like stuff comes up and people tell her that what she's doing isn't right, and then it turns out it is right.
I think the interesting thing about fairy tales is that the characters themselves aren't always filled out. So,
right. We add in some backstory in a lot of these. Princess and the Pea comes up a few times, and we get a lot more of the princess's struggle before she has entered the palace. She's having a very bad day, and it's modern because she has just dropped her iPhone in a puddle.
Yeah, it's interesting because most fairy tales are just action, and you rarely get the main character's point of view, whether they're male or female. And I think that's what modernizes most of them, is a lot of these, you're hearing the character's voice rather than just seeing them perform tasks well, which is all fairy tales are. It's like, oh, right, and then she did this, and then she was eaten, and then she died.
Why do you think that fairy tales keep being brought up in modern context? Because right now we have the Grimm TV show, and there was also Once Upon a Time, and there's also been lots of other interpretations of fairy tales. So why do you think that they kind of persist and people are still attracted to making theater or TV shows or movies out of them?
I think they're essentially morality tales. So generally there's a good reason why they're told, you know, whether it's don't take candy from strangers or else a stranger will cook you, or, you know, be nice or be brave. And I think currently we like twisting those things, right? Like the TV shows now, it's not just a morality tale, it's a twist on that and it's dark, right? Back when Disney was making the princess movies, they were just sugarcoating them. And I feel like now we've taken out the sugar and we've put back in the spice and we're having a fun time getting down to the nitty-gritty of how it used to be.
And I think, I mean, you brought up the Disney, and obviously I think Disney has been probably the most commercially successful company in our modern age, who has taken fairy tales and has created something out of them. But Disney has gotten then a lot of criticism for, you know, how you portray women. Is there that element as well, as kind of like fighting against the sugarcoating and sort of fighting against those stereotypes that are seen in Disney movies? Because this is a modern female in fairy tales production.
Sure. We aren't Disney bashing in any way, shape, or form. I think they have made some progress in recent years of lifting up and showing young girls that the protagonist can be female and she can be smart and in charge and she can make decisions. So I think they're headed in the right direction. But yes, the classics are pretty misogynistic.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult to take a story and stay true to the story when the story has those elements in it, right? Because, like, they did a great job, even with Beauty and the Beast was great, the cartoon, but it's inherently dangerous because it's about a woman falling in love with her captor, you know? Like, you can't get around it. So they do a great job of, you know, showing that Belle is very smart and intelligent and thinks for herself and is kind of weird in her own right because she isn't acting like the other women. But at the end of the day, you know, they have to work with the story. So it's a delicate balance you have to strike when you're trying to be true to it.
And I think one of the themes that pops up in more than one of these pieces is women who either put themselves down or women who put other women down to lift themselves up, and the contradiction of that and how that is not successful, and we should work together to lift each other up instead of criticizing and just worrying about makeup and pant size and what the scale says. So that's referenced a few times in different pieces, more so than the Disney, how dare you.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you think that's the common theme or a common theme that keeps coming up in all of the plays?
From what I've seen, most of the writers seem more focused on current women's issues and less like these fairy tales. Disney's been done, right? Like, everybody knows that Cinderella is problematic because a dress and some makeup shouldn't solve everything, and your Prince Charming shouldn't take you away, and everything's fine. So I feel like people have taken these fairy tales and applied them to their current life and their current issues and the issues they see with women in general and with people in general, which I like. I think it's more interesting and says a lot more than just being like, this fairy tale's a bad thing. No, fairy tales are great. Just use them for your own devices.
As a playwright or as a founder, co-director, has there anything that's been surprising in terms of the themes that have come up in the plays? Something about fairy tales that you're like, oh, that's an interesting thing that I hadn't thought about with these stories that have been around for hundreds of years.
The first thing I thought of is one of the first pieces is about Princess and the Pea and opens with the prince's struggle. And that one is written by Anna Ziegler. And she does a really good job of, it's actually mostly monologues. Prince talks and then princess talks, so we get their perspectives separately. But the way that she lets the prince lay out his struggle and having him speak first, I was surprised when I first read it because I thought, feminist fairy tale, why is the prince talking so much? But he has a very real struggle. He needs to find a princess, and here's why they have been unacceptable.
Yeah, that's funny because that's exactly what I was just thinking is everyone always talks about how, you know, women are misrepresented or mistreated in fairy tales, but men usually, it's kind of flat characters all around when it comes to fairy tales. Because think of, like, if you lined up all the princes in Disney movies, I could maybe pick out Prince Eric because he has, like, beachwear, but other than that, like all of the princes in line, I couldn't pick them out. And I think that's something that people don't think about is the fact that, yeah, the princes aren't explained very well either and are generally just there as a tool.
So just humanity on a whole is just not very well represented in fairy tales, we could say.
And I guess, you know, they're teaching tools. They're not supposed to be dynamic characters with thoughts and feelings and conflict, right? They're there to follow a path and teach a lesson. Mm-hmm. And I think we forget that sometimes when we're getting so upset about fairy tales. It's like, this was put in the world to teach kids to be good kids.
Katie and Kelly, thank you for coming in and talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
That was the Weird Sisters Theater Project's Kelly Chris and Katie Causey. A Night of Twisted Tales finishes its run this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Aurora Theater in Gwinnett.